Ann Arbor Public Schools Superintendent Janice Swift has attended about 90 meetings, as well as received online comments as she works to get to know her new district. All the comments are being compiled in a database and being analyzed by a team from the University of Michigan to get the pulse of the community. Swift says in the middle of next month, she will share with the school board and the public the results of the report that should serve as the district's playbook for the next several years. Swift says some items are so clear from the sessions she hasn't needed to wait before getting to work on them. An example she cites is working to create a task force to balance the need for student assessments against concerns about over-testing.
That will really go through some training and evaluation of what will be expected of us in the new assessment system that Michigan is coming to, and really aligning where we are now with where we're going with that in the next year to 2 years, and streamlining our assessment approach so that it balances and doesn't over-assess children.
Swift says she expects to have about a half dozen things that the district can work on quickly, and then many more areas that will take years to develop and implement a response. She says in addition to identifying the themes and patterns of concern across the district, the Listen and Learn Tour was a great way to learn the unique story of each neighborhood school.
Until you've been inside that building and been face-to-face with teachers and parents, it's the story of Ann Arbor Public Schools. It's the story of our neighborhood schools and what they see as their uniqueness and yet those things that we all hold in common. And I don't think I could have learned that any other way than actually being with them.
Swift says finishing the Listen and Learn report about the same time as an operations audit and a benchmark study comparing Ann Arbor schools to similar districts are complete will make January and early February a pivotal time in the district's history. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.